Blackwater rivers, on the other hand, that also occur within the Amazon watershed, drain the highly weathered soils that are derived from sandstone in parts of the Guiana Shield in northern South America. The water drains out of relatively flat areas, so these rivers are slower moving, and thus they don't carry along large amounts of sediment. The lack of sediment makes the water both clear, as opposed to the milky brown of white water, and oligotrophic. This means low in nutrients, as opposed to eutrophic, rich in nutrients. Oligotrophic, low in nutrients. Plants of the igapo that grow on these nutrient-poor soils protect their investment by packing their leaves with tannins. The tannins that leach out of the leaf litter impart a black tea color to the water, hence the term blackwater. The confluence of a blackwater and whitewater river can easily be seen. The largest whitewater river and blackwater river confluence is near Manaus in Brazil, where the Rio Negro meets the Amazon, and it's visible by satellite, as you can see in the image on the slide.